Save big money and start your spring project with help from Menards. We offer a huge selection of Bonnie plants, veggies, and herbs to plant at home and grow yourself. Right now, all Bonnie 4.5-inch vegetable and herbs are on sale through May 17th. Head to the Menards Garden Center to get your garden growing. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money
at Menards. People need advice. 1-800-947-3979. Here's a question. Would you like to help decide? By the way, I need to go back just for a second. In the last segment, we had one where somebody saw on a work computer that there is a surprise party being planned for their 40th birthday. And they said, should I go to the party even though I'm an introvert and I don't want that and my family knows I don't want that? Or should I just go out of town without telling them since no one's told me I have to be anyplace yet? And then we all told them what they should do. And then somebody pointed out that person wanted a coin toss. They specifically said, I want a coin toss. So heads, surprise party.
Okay.
Tails, hotel.
All right.
Hotel.
All right.
Nice.
The coin knows.
But get you a hotel like nearby, just in case you change your mind.
Like where you can see the party out
like
the window?
Like a staycation kind
like
of
Like watching
thing.
Your own funeral?
Yeah, you could then ruin the surprise party and then create a new surprise.
Surprise, I'm back.
Yeah.
Everybody's mad at you.
Yeah, then you turn the tables
time.
On the surprise party.
See if we have another coin toss.
Okay.
Coin flip question.
Yeah.
Girlfriend and I are, we have a house pending purchase going on. We're going to hang out at her house to rent it out. Funding that was being gifted to her for closing is no longer coming as of last night.
Ooh.
We start attorney review today. Should we sell her house to compensate or back out of the deal? Her mortgage payment is low at a 3% interest. The new one, though, much, much higher. Better space and amenities, though.
Don't be house poor.
That's a good point.
Don't be house poor.
Don't make dumb decisions.
If your life means that all you can do is be in your house because that's all you can afford, don't do it.
Okay.
Also, don't put both of your names on the title if you're not married.
Yeah, don't do that. That's a bad idea.
Sounds like a lot of bad ideas out there. All right, heads, you keep going forward with everything. Tails, you pump the brakes and make better decisions. Tails.
Yeah.
Side note, Muffin is so afraid of the coin.
Oh, I'm sorry, Muffin.
I've never seen her tail flatter in my life.
Oh, I didn't even think when I threw it the first time. Did she freak out?
She walked over. I was like, why is her tail so flat? Is she dying? Full body shaking right now.
Oh, you scared her, Steve.
Little Mud,
I'm
is
sorry.
Okay.
This text, if I'm planning a surprise party for you and you find out ahead of time, and you go out of your way to avoid it, you better move far away from me because your ass is grass. I didn't know people said that anymore.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and you're the lawnmower.
Yeah. Here's this. Me and my spouse have been dating since August of 23. What?
So not even a year.
10 months. We both call each other husband and wife. We even have rings. They're cheapos off Amazon, but my spouse lost his while he was sleeping. I ordered another set, and when it gets here, should I ask him to marry me? I kind of think yes. You're already living together.
Yeah.
And seems like it.
Call each other husband and wife, and you're wearing rings? Yeah. Why not?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah.
And you already got the order of operations all completely bamboozled.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, just go for it.
Yeah, who cares?
Who cares?
Yeah, what difference does it make now?
You're obviously not somebody who cares about, like, the tradition and...
And but that's perfectly fine.
Yeah, that's totally fine.
I think it sounds like he might appreciate it. Take the pressure off.
Or it will drive him away. Careful how you choose.
Good luck. It could be great. Or it could be the worst thing ever.
Yeah.
So
great advice.
Would you do it, Hot Wings, if you were her?
Again, I mean, based on what you've said,
no, yes
I don't
or no.
think it would matter.
Yes
but
or no?
No.
Why wouldn't you do it?
Because I'm an old school traditionalist. I wouldn't like it if I was dating somebody, a girl, and she proposed to me.
But
I,
yeah, but you probably wouldn't be living with someone calling them your wife after 8 months with Amazon rings.
Well, we definitely wouldn't use rings
You'd have never gotten to this point where the rings were lost.
Yeah, you don't give a ring to somebody unless you've actually done that already. Like, you know, like you go, oh, we're doing that. I mean, if it's just a pinky ring or something, yeah. But if you're wearing rings.
If you're dating someone who gives you a pinky ring and says, I want to call you something, yeah. Run away.
A pinky promise.
Yeah. I mean, if you're just, you've given each other rings that don't mean anything, that's different. But if you're wearing them on your ring finger as a wedding ring type of ring, then what difference does it make now? You've already pledged to it.
Maitland, do you think she should propose?
Yeah. I mean, you're already calling him your husband. Yeah. Like you said, they've already kind of bucked tradition in a couple of different ways. So go for it.
Kelly, what do you do?
Yeah. I think if she wants to propose, propose. Unless she's like been that, and she didn't say it, but if she's that person who's always wanted to be proposed to, because some people want that. Mm-hmm. But if that's fine with you and that's what you feel, then do it. And I say go all out and whatever that means to you, whether it's just a really romantic conversation or you deck the house out, like do it. Make him feel special.
Or
that's
just
sweet.
Go pick up the marriage license and present that to him with the ring and just be like, hey.
Put your money where your mouth is.
Well, see, I was actually thinking very much the same thing, Maitland, except not really doing it because everything they've done is not really real anyway. So just print off a marriage certificate as though it's happened. And sign it and then just hang it on the wall and act like you're already married.
I mean,
all you're doing is pretending now anyway. Keep up the ruse.
A lot of the audience is getting caught up in the details. And they want to know how he loses a ring while sleeping. And I'm not going to lie. I'm kind of here for that question as well. Like, how do you lose a ring while sleeping?
Wouldn't it be in your bed?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you wouldn't think it
shouldn't
would
be hard
the,
to find
in the immediate area somewhere.
Do you sleep in a creek? Where did it go? What's happening? Why is the ring gone?
That's a great question, really.
Did you fall asleep like after you fell out of a plane and just bloop?
Yeah. Yeah. Do you have a tendency to jam your finger into things while sleeping? And you just have no idea where that ring slipped off?
You should both check all your holes.
Yeah.
Maybe break it up with a spoon for a few days. See if he sucked out his finger and sent it down the wrong way.
Taking a little Metamucil and see what happens.
Yeah.
Where's that ring?
I think it's worth checking out. So, we're going to need some clarification on losing a ring while you're sleeping. Though I lost my ring. Not last fall, but the fall before that. Not long after we had gotten married. I lost it. Flying back from one of the games that I did. Like when I got up that morning, it was on. When I got to I was driving home from the airport and I went, what the heck? Actually, this one's pretty small because I lost weight. Good thing I jammed my knuckles every time I played basketball for 40 years. Otherwise, it would be off now. Thank goodness. It really makes it all worth it.
Yeah.